This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, and founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, ABBA Eye Care. Be sure to visit them online today at abbaeyecare.com. That's ABBAEyeCare.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, our friend, return guest to Senior Talk, Mr. Chuck Shaw from Capital Wealth Strategies, also used to host a show here on KRDO News Radio as well. Chuck, thank you so much for taking the time to come on back on to Senior Talk.
It's a pleasure to return, Greg. Glad to be back.
So for our listeners who maybe haven't heard you before, just give a brief background, a little bit on who you are and what led you to doing what it is you do today.
Well, I'm a financial coach, if you will. I used to host the program here on KRDO, Retirement in the Rockies, so maybe some of you heard me when I was on the station at that time. And I focus on those kind of issues that will derail a person's retirement plan. So everything from when to start Social Security, what will health care cost or Medicare cost during my retirement. Can the government take my Social Security check to pay for things like Medicare and still expect me to pay the taxes? You know, what about my 401k or my retirement investments? Is there a time or a best way to kind of shockproof those kind of things so we don't see great big market downturns and losses in my retirement account? Planning for long-term care. Whole host of issues that can really disrupt the whole person's retirement plan. So this is just a small sampling plus a lot more. And of course, my whole focus is you can't just focus on one element of your retirement, such as your investment strategies or something like this, and leave the rest to be caught up later, because later comes faster than you know.
Fantastic. And you're right, you've barely scratched the surface on what you're able to assist with. And you're someone I've known professionally for going on 10 years now, and very few financial people do I trust and feel confident in talking with and being associated with, and you are one of them. So I'm very glad to be able to help spread the word on what you can assist with. And I like how you said coach. This is you work with people, you work with families. Because there's not a cookie cutter way to do this. And very often in finances as well as healthcare, we try to pretend there is, and there's not.
Right. And I help those families answer some of those questions that I don't get paid for. I mean, when should I take Social Security? Well, I help them work through those numbers. And what's the best way to get long-term care? Maybe they're already doing something right, but I still spend the time with them and help them through these hurdles and obstacles as they march on toward a 30-year retirement plan.
I think it's important to also note the term fiduciary responsibility. You have a fiduciary relationship or responsibility for the folks that you work with.
Right. That word fiduciary means that I actually work for the client, that they pay me a small fee whenever it's appropriate, but I always have that client's best interest in mind, because I'm not trying to optimize a commission or some payment through some third-party payment schedule. So there's never a question of who am I really working for and in whose best interest is the most important on the table.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to scratch the surface on a few specific topics. We'll do some broad ones as well. You know, first, you know, asset protection. What is asset protection and why is this important in that retirement planning or implementation phase?
You know, I like to think of asset protection as not running out of money in retirement, whether it be from poor planning, whether it be from the market ups and downs, or maybe through some lawsuits and frivolous kinds of attacks on your resources that could have been protected with something as simple as a inexpensive umbrella policy on your homeowner plan or something of that nature. The kinds of things the average financial advisor doesn't really get into because they don't get paid for that. So So I try to look at the individual and the couple and the family as a whole unit that needs a lot more help than what they really realize coming in the door.
And running out of money in retirement is a very real possibility for a lot of folks. You were sharing with me an alarming statistic earlier this morning about just what it costs in medical expenses and how that can affect your Social Security, which, say, a growing number, if not all, retirees count on that Social Security check coming in.
Right. A lot of people, as they start approaching retirement and start looking forward to receiving that Social Security income, don't understand that in order to get Social Security, you have to sign up for Medicare, which is the government health plan for retirement. So, and when you sign up for Medicare, there's some co-pays and some out-of-pocket expenses that get deducted from your Social Security check even before your bank sees that check. So, and most people don't understand is that cost for Medicare that comes out of your Social Security is dependent upon how much your other income is reported on your tax form. So the higher your income from all sources, including, quote, tax-free bonds, even those tax-free bonds can cause you to pay more for Medicare, for your Part B and your Part D and your Medigap insurance and so forth. Those costs will be escalated depending upon your other sources of income. So it's a means testing for Medicare, and I have some examples of how a 60-year-old couple who's going to be retiring in a few years and maybe living a moderate life in Idaho might have a retirement cost for the couple of $461,000.
Wow.
Out of pocket for their Medicare expenses during retirement. So the question then becomes, well, what if your Social Security check isn't big enough to cover those expenses? And is it possible for you to receive zero check from Social Security because your Medicare costs consume the whole check, but you're still responsible for paying the federal taxes on that what should have been an income?
I think that's an alarming statistic I've never even heard of. And that's something where I think a lot of people need reminded. Medicare is not free. I mean, there's nothing free about Medicare, and very realistically, your retirement savings and income can be drastically impacted by the cost of Medicare and those health care costs.
Oh, that's for sure. And when you hear the politicians talk about increasing the cost or reducing benefits for Medicare and Medicaid, these are some of the tools they're using to adjust those costs to the federal government by having you pay more out of pocket. So remember, this expectation of $461,000 for this couple is relatively small compared to higher income couples that could pay over $1 million for the same coverage because they have higher reportable income.
Now, I know we have a lot of baby boomers listening to Senior Talk, as well as aging adults, you know, well into their senior years. But for baby boomers, you know, ones who are still working, you know, early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, is retirement a realistic option for most? I mean, is that something where we're not going to see people retiring anymore?
Well, retirement is tough, and it's been acknowledged that a number of families aren't saving enough for their retirement, which, as I said before, could last 30 years. Because if you retire at age 65, there's a high expectation of either you or your spouse will see the age of 92 to 95. And so you have a 25% chance of one of you living that long. So are you really prepared with your current plan to live the next 30 years without another paycheck?
So when's the right time to start planning for this?
Right time is right now. So, and the key thing is, because it can be so complicated with all these hidden costs and fees and the way the government works this program and that program, it's not a do-it-yourself planning kind of process. So by all means, it's important to seek professional help, somebody who not only can talk about your investments, but all these other key elements that will lead to either a very sunny and bright future or maybe a stormy future in your retirement.
Well, and it's not too late. There's not a point where it's too late to have this discussion and explore where you are and where you want or need to be and how to get there.
It's never too late. The later you go, it kind of shifts some of the priorities a little bit and makes the urgency higher. But it's never too late to sit down with somebody like myself and say, let's talk about what my plan might be.
What about if I've already retired? I mean, should I review the performance of where I'm at, my investments, my income, my expenses, all of that, my retirement, to see where I'm at, where I should be?
Of course, because like I say, it's no longer a do-it-yourself plan. And if you've already into your retirement plan and maybe you're 5 years since you've retired and things seem to be working well, let's talk about those gotchas, maybe that long-term care that you may need down the road, or maybe your spouse is already starting to have some health issues. How will that impact your overall nest egg? And do you have a protection or backup plan built into what you're doing already?
Fantastic. Chuck Shaw, Capital Wealth Strategies. Let's get your phone number out for our listeners here before we take a quick break.
Sure. We're listed at 719-638-1319. 638-1319. We're located over at 2790 North Academy Boulevard, Suite 331, over by the Palmer Park offices at the park. We're easy to locate.
Excellent. Chuck Shaw, Capital Wealth Strategies. We'll be right back. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978, offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's A-B-B-A, eyecare.com for a complete list of locations. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our guest, returning guest, longtime friend of the show, Chuck Shaw, Capital Wealth Strategies, talking about all of our retirement planning needs. We're going to dive into some specific resources available here. Before we get started on a few other topics, Chuck, what's the best phone number our listeners can get in touch with you to talk about some of the things that we've learned about today?
Our phone number over at Capital Wealth Strategies, 719-638-1319, 638-1319. Best way to call us and set up a time to sit down and let's work through the details.
Excellent. I want to shift directions. I want to talk about long-term care. Obviously, that's something that we do from the home care realm, but the long-term care needs that inevitably come up as we enter into those retirement years. On average, 69% of people over the age of 65 will need some form of long-term care. Average daily cost of a private nursing home room in 2008 was $217 or $79,000 per year. Some states, the cost is much, much, much higher. Americans 65 and older have incomes greater than $20,000. Only 16% have what they call long-term care insurance. So failing to prepare or not having the assets needed to prepare for these inevitable long-term care costs, they keep becoming more and more apparent. I want to dive in because I know we have a large veteran population here in the Colorado Springs community. A little-known program through the VA that assists with some of these long-term care expenses. We've glanced over it briefly in the past when we've had you on the show. I want to really drill in today, and what I'm talking about is the VA's Veterans Aid in Attendance Pension Benefit. You are one of the only VA-accredited agents to work with this program. What is the Aid in Attendance Pension Benefit?
Well, this is the veterans program to help wartime veterans and their surviving spouse as they get older and maybe need a little care and assistance and are considering maybe moving out of their home or staying in their home as long as possible if they could afford to have some home care come in, provide some extra assistance, or if they're beyond that point, can they maybe get some VA dollars to help pay for assisted living or nursing home care?
All right, so what are the qualifications? If we have a listener who is a vet or has heard maybe a little bit about this program, what are the qualifications for it?
Well, the initial service qualifications for the serviceman is he must have at least 3 months of active duty and at least 1 day of that active duty during our declared wartime periods, such as World War II, Korea, Vietnam. Even Desert Storm qualifies for consideration under this particular program.
Now, is this just for a vet or maybe a spouse as well?
It's for both the veteran who served during wartime and his currently surviving spouse, if she's not remarried or divorced him before his death or something of that nature. So there's some subtle extra qualifications, but if a spouse who's now finding herself needing to consider assisted living or home care is starting to need some assistance, remember that because her husband served our country, they're there to help her in her time of needs as well.
Fantastic. Now, as with most programs, I'm sure there's a financial component to it. I think with the VA aid in attendance program, something called an income and asset test comes into play. Can you share with our listeners a little bit on what that means? And I know, again, there's not a cookie cutter way to do this. They don't say XYZ, here you go, approved or denied. This is unique and personalized.
Correct. The VA has some special ways of calculating whether or not you financially qualify for this program. For income, people have come to me and said, well, I've been told that I don't qualify for this because I make too much money. And I say there's no such thing as making too much money, because even under the VA's calculation, they calculate your current household income with you and your spouse, and then they subtract what's called cost of care or unreimbursed medical expenses before deciding on your final countable income. So your countable income can be very low after considering home care or assisted living, and you may still qualify even though your income may be $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 a month. Now, there's also an asset test, and people say, well, I was denied for that as well because I was told I have too much money. And the VA looks at a number of things. They look at the age of the current applicant and expected lifetime and current expenses that are being used to pay for care expenses and things of this nature. So the key there is not all assets are countable assets, including a person's home and certain other exclusions. So if in doubt, even if you've been told you don't qualify, it's worthwhile to get a second opinion from an accredited agent who knows the details and can work you through the calculations the VA uses.
Well, I think that brings up an interesting point as well. Even if you've been told that you don't qualify, or even if you've applied before or had someone try to apply before and you've been denied, that doesn't disqualify you from contacting you, looking to see if you're eligible now, and filling out that application. And a lot of times it could be as simple as having you assist them with that application versus trying to stumble through it on your own to make sense of what is a government form.
Right. And actually, the VA acknowledges that it's a confusing process. On the VA's website, they say this is tough to do. It's best to use a professional who has been through the VA's training and accreditation, and that's why I come to the table with that training already in hand. So I look at people sometimes that have been struggling with this process as long as 2 years, and I have them bring in their past application paperwork and show me what they did so I can spot where did this go wrong and put them back on the track to success so that then they can look forward to receiving this VA benefit when they need it the most.
And correct me if I'm wrong, not only do you have a great success rate as far as getting individuals approved for this program that they've earned by serving our country, but also oftentimes much more sooner than if they were trying to do it on their own.
Right. Actually, I broke my record just recently. 3 weeks ago, I set a new record for application and response from the VA for a recent application. And my new record is in 2.5 weeks, I've taken the client from sending the paperwork to the Veterans Administration, and then 2.5 weeks later, they got their approval response letter back from the VA. That's my new record. Now, the VA sometimes gets a little bogged down, and it may take maybe 4 to 6 weeks to get a reply from the VA. But my point is, it no longer takes the 9 months to a year that the VA used to be working on So much, much better response, but you got to do it right the first time. And that's where I come in.
Fantastic. We're going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to really drill in on some of these scenarios and the cost of care and really what that benefit amount is when we return. Chuck Shaw, Capital Wealth Strategy, 719-638-1319. We're going to take one last break here on Senior Talk, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978, offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's ABBAEyeCare.com, for a complete list of locations. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. We have Chuck Shaw with Capital Wealth Strategies. Before the break, we were listening and learning about this VA aid in attendance benefit. Now, what does this benefit pay for? You touched on maybe home care services. What else can this benefit cover?
Well, really, the VA process uses a note from your doctor, if you will, a form that your doctor fills out indicating what kind of health challenges you have and what kind of assistance and services you might qualify for as prescribed by your doctor. So using the doctor's information, the VA will consider home care assistance for those people who are still trying to stay at home and get what extra assistance they may need. It also will assist with those expenses for assisted living, nursing home care, and even after a big change that occurred back in 2012, it will even consider those expenses for independent living if there's third-party care services brought in to assist in an independent living kind of environment. So it's a very generous program, has some fantastic dollars that are available for a husband who has a spouse. There could be as much as $2,170 per month tax-free. For a single veteran, maybe $1,830 could help pay for some of that home care. And for a surviving spouse who may be still at home, the benefits could be as high as $1,176 a month, tax-free, in addition to whatever Social Security or military retirement pay you may be getting. So it's a very generous program, and we're going to work through some numbers that talk about, well, how can you afford to have somebody come in and provide home care and still have enough money for those other expenses at home, such as your utility and maybe your mortgage payment and things like this. So it's not to be ignored, even if you're trying to receive care at home.
Let's talk about that cost of care. And let's dive straight into a couple. I think that's probably something I see more often than not would be the couple where one spouse needs care. And this could be the veteran or the spouse of the veteran needing that care. Walk us through an example of some of these numbers.
Sure. The VA will use the income from both the husband and the spouse if there's a couple still at home. They'll combine that income and then they'll subtract cost of care for those services that are recommended by your doctor. So let's say in the case, maybe the husband has a $1,500 income per month from Social Security and the wife has $500. So combined, they have a $2,000 a month income and they're afraid that they can't afford to have somebody come in and provide home care assistance. Well, in the examples that I've used, I say, well, gosh, let's do this income after cost of care calculation to see how much of a program or benefit a couple would qualify for. So as we said, they have a monthly income of $2,000. And let's say they spend $2,000 for care assistance. Maybe the husband has dementia and he needs some care while the wife is trying to take care of the grocery shopping and all the other kinds of things she needs. So she just needs a helping hand to help with her husband who gets confused during the day. So $2,000 worth of home care would totally exhaust their income. Well, under the VA's calculation, that means that their leftover income or income for VA purposes, as the VA calls it, that income for VA purposes after cost of care is zero. And the VA says, well, gosh, if there's any money left over after that calculation, those leftover dollars would reduce the max benefit. But in this case, we're zero. So zero gets subtracted from the max benefit from the VA. And in this case, they would qualify for the max benefit of maybe $2,170. So here we have a couple that had a $2,000 income. They spent all $2,000 to help with their husband who has dementia or Alzheimer's or something of this nature, but they were awarded a $2,100 benefit from the VA. Did they go backwards or did they lose their opportunity to have care at home plus take care of their home?
And I want to take a minute and highlight what you just went over with that number. So a couple with an income of $2,000, spending $2,000 a month on care. Let me first start by saying that's a significant amount of care. With $2,000 a month in care, you're talking between realistically 25 and 30 hours of home care assistance every week coming in for that $2,000 range. I think that's a reasonable number. And you can get a lot of care in a 25 to 30 hour per week care scenario. I mean, think of the impact that would have on that family caregiver, that spouse caring for the individual who needed the care. But what you've highlighted is an income of $2,000, a cost of care of $2,000, and the benefits paying them the max of $2,170. They actually gained.
They actually gained
$170 a month in income, and
cost
and
of care.
Received $2,000 worth of care.
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's
most,
phenomenal.
Most people don't understand the magic of how this program can work for home care.
Well, and I also want to highlight the household income. You know, it's part of that qualifier, that income test, where you said cost of care plays into determining what your income actually is. So if they're paying for care privately, that will actually impact what their income amount is. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. And remember, this is cost of care from a private company that you get to select. You get to interview. You get to have that care provider who's going to show up each week, each day. You get to do the interviewing process and select the right personality that suits your husband and your spouse so that you don't have to feel uncomfortable about, I've got to have only a VA-approved source for this home visit. No, no, you get to select the home care provider that you want in your home. So it leaves you totally in the driver's seat.
All right. Chuck Shaw, Capital Wealth Strategies, thank you so much for joining us again on the show today. One more time, how do our listeners get in touch with you, learn more about what you're doing, but also this very important, very valuable VA aid and attendance program?
Right. Give us a call. Our number here in Colorado Springs, 719-638-1319, 638-1319. And we're listed, we're located over at 2790 North Academy Boulevard, Suite 331. Give us a call.
All righty, Mr. Shaw. Always a pleasure. We will be sure to have you back on the show here in the near future.
Thank you, Greg.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and ABBA Eye Care.